You know, it would really ring my bell if I would hear people that visit us say that they could feel God. Or maybe if they didn't even know what to say in that, they would say there was something different. Maybe their heart was warmed or convicted or something to express the feeling of God's presence. You and I can become accustomed to what we have. We can call it the norm. But may our heart always be longing for something that is beyond the normal. More and more of God. Charlotte Homer penned the words in a song, "All self consume, all sin destroy." All self consume, all sin destroy. Suppose we could sum that up in one word. Sanctified. Sanctified. A vessel that is ready for the Master's use. Vessel that is presentable, useful to the Master. You know, when we think about being used of the Master, useful to the Master, it really just means doing something, being something for Him, for His glory, not of my own. And I'm not ever talking about something that we have to boast in. Pride lifts us up to be like God. Humility brings us down to our state, recognizing His lofty position. But useful for Him, doing something for Him. What is it that we can do? What is it that I can do? Not hiding behind something, not saying, well, I can't because, but what is it that I can do? Not everyone can be an eye. You know, seeing, looking, and being able to pick out the needs. You know, don't you wish that you could be an eye and say, oh, well, I can see needs here and I can see needs there. You hear people testify about how they were able to pick things out. Wow, I wish I could do that. Not everyone's the eye. Maybe somebody's the ear. Don't you wish that you could be an ear where you were able to hear somebody speak of their particular need without ever coming out and really telling you, but you were able to sense something by listening to them? God gave you the gift to hear. It'd be nice to be able to be the ear, wouldn't it? Not everybody's going to be the eye or the ear. But somebody needs to be the eye. Somebody needs to be the ear. Somebody needs to be the arm. Somebody needs to be the hand. Somebody needs to be the leg or the foot or the head. I really hate to say this next one because it sounds so potentially bad, but somebody needs to be the mouth. No, not the mouthy one. The mouth. The one that testifies and witnesses. Or the mouth, the one that prays. The one that intercedes, the intercessor in prayer, the one that when they get down to the end of their life or somewhere in the midst of their life, the commentary about them is, in their mouth, is that they were a prayer warrior. I'm not really sure how that's defined. I'm not really sure what it means to be a prayer warrior or why somebody can be defined as that, except that somebody is really using their mouth, as it were, to intercede before the throne on behalf of people and needs. spending time in prayer. Somebody needs to be the mouth. The arm to help, the hand to strengthen, the leg to carry, the foot to meet the needs of going here and going there. You know, there's all kinds of needs, different needs. It's obvious that not everybody's going to be the preacher. Not everybody's going to be the Sunday school teacher. Not everybody's going to be so and so, but everybody has a place. As a sanctified vessel, as a sanctified individual, everybody is useful. You see, every one of these parts or positions or places has a role in being a soul winner, bringing others to Christ. Every one has a position involved with bringing somebody to Jesus Christ. That's all the thing that's wrapped up in this thing of being a vessel to where God can fill and God can use and a vessel of honor to be presented for His use so that He can make us into what we ought to be. Not necessarily what we think we should be, but into what He wants us to be. What is your position? As a vessel, as a sanctified vessel, what are you doing? Now, we cannot be the proper vessel. We will not be the proper vessel. We will not be the sanctified vessel unless we have been emptied of self, emptied of sin. But if we are empty of self and sin, we must be filled with something else. The Apostle Paul tells us that we are to be filled with the Spirit, His Spirit. So if we are emptied of sin and emptied of self, are we full of His Spirit? Has He come and filled us to capacity, to fullness? We cannot have one without the other. We will not have the filling of the Spirit until we have been emptied of sin and self. We cannot be emptied of sin and self until we desire to have the fullness of the Spirit. I think there's a whole lot that hinges on that one middle beatitude of hungering and thirsting. That point that tells us and tells God that our heart is united with His and we no longer desire the things of self, but the hunger and the thirst for righteousness exceeds everything else in our lives. Emptied of sin, all self-consumed, all sin-destroyed. Read in the book of Acts about the Pentecost. I've said it before, let me say it again tonight, that we need another Pentecost. We need a personal Pentecost. Individuals experiencing Pentecost. Something that is not ignited by the flames or the fancies of our emotions, but is ignited by the power, a power, a divine presence that is able to stop our wandering thoughts and our distracted attentions. Something that will lock the attention of our kids and the hearts of our children for that which is real. Oh, I like emotion. Don't get me wrong. Don't tell somebody that I'm preaching against the emotional side of our religion. I like emotion. I can get emotional. I appreciate, as a matter of fact, I appreciate the emotion. But I want it to be more. I want the fire to be ignited from something more than the fancies of our emotions. Something more than just triggers our emotions. Something that takes it to the depths of the soul, the hunger of the heart. Again, something that will stop our wandering thoughts and distracted attention. Something that will lock the minds and the hearts of our children. Something that is ignited by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Like what John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize with you with water unto repentance, but there comes one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Again, we know the whole thing about what fire does. We understand the theology, as it were, or the points of interest behind the fire. We know that it consumes the dross and it purifies the gold. We know that it cleans things up. We know also that it's attractive. It attracts people. Oh God, for something that will attract somebody. Something that will attract somebody. Oh, we get people's attention, don't we? Especially you ladies. You get people's attention. Who is that? What do they believe? Sometimes we men may look a little out of place too, but you know what I'm saying. For the most part, it's the ladies. But more than that. Way beyond that. Attention that'll get their heart, that'll grab their heart. Attention, something that will prick them in their soul. You know, it's not what we have to offer then, is it? It's whatever God has working through us as a vessel. Baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Cloven tongues as of fire. That's what it tells us in the book of Acts. It appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire. It's a wonderful picture. We understand that somewhere along the line, whether or not it was that exact appearance of the cloven tongues as a fire or not, but we know that somewhere along the line their hearts were purified. There was a fire or a flame that purified. The Holy Spirit burned something within that purified their hearts. There's all kinds of words. There's the word purify, cleanse, and purge, and eradicate, and dying out to self. And all there's all these things that come into play and people talk about and preach about. But the bottom line is that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a filling of His Spirit and an emptying of self. I'm not preaching tonight. I'm sorry. It may have sounded like I was preaching, but I'm not preaching tonight. Charlotte Homer, as I started off with, said, Lord, as of old at Pentecost, thou didst thy power display with cleansing, purifying flame. Descend on us today. All self consume, all sin destroy, with earnest zeal and do each waiting heart to work for thee, O Lord, our faith renew. Lord, send the old time power, the Pentecostal power, thy floodgates of blessing on us throw open wide. Lord, send the old time power. the Pentecostal power that sinners be converted and thy name glorified. It's not about us, but it's about Him. All self-consume. It's not about us. All sin destroy. It's not about us. That sinners be converted and God's name be glorified. A vessel useful for Him. Sanctified. Doing something for Jesus. Are you the eye, the ear, the mouth, the arm, the hand, the leg, the foot? What position do you play? What part do you fulfill? Don't hide behind something saying that I can't. But allow the Pentecostal power, the power of the Holy Spirit to enable through the emptying of yourself and the filling of Himself to be able to do something to reach others and to glorify God. We need personal Pentecost. We need all self-consume, all sin destroyed, a vessel for Him to use. Let's stand together tonight.